Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
And today in our studio, George Bernardini, the man who ate 4,200 chocolates from 70 different countries last year. That's over 32 kilograms of chocolate. George, why did you do it?
One day, I realized that nobody had ever written a complete guide to chocolate, so I decided to do it. That's why I had to compare the taste of different brands of chocolate. You can trust my taste, because I have prepared desserts in the best restaurants in France. A few years ago, I moved to Germany and opened a chocolate company there.
Could you describe the tasting procedure?
First, I look at the list of ingredients. Then I remove the wrapping, smell the chocolate, touch it, and listen to the sound it makes when I break it. Finally, I take a bite and let the chocolate melt on my tongue.
Did this chocolate tasting make you change your diet in any way?
When I began tasting chocolates, I ate more and more, and so I put on 10 kilos. I started to exercise regularly, and luckily now I weigh less than before my research began.
And the final question, which is the best chocolate in the world?
I always thought the best chocolates are made in Europe. However, I was wrong. But if you want to know which chocolate I found the tastiest, get my book. The answer is there.
Thanks for the interview, George.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
And today in our studio, George Bernardini, the man who ate 4,200 chocolates from 70 different countries last year. That's over 32 kilograms of chocolate. George, why did you do it?
One day, I realized that nobody had ever written a complete guide to chocolate, so I decided to do it. That's why I had to compare the taste of different brands of chocolate. You can trust my taste, because I have prepared desserts in the best restaurants in France. A few years ago, I moved to Germany and opened a chocolate company there.
Could you describe the tasting procedure?
First, I look at the list of ingredients. Then I remove the wrapping, smell the chocolate, touch it, and listen to the sound it makes when I break it. Finally, I take a bite and let the chocolate melt on my tongue.
Did this chocolate tasting make you change your diet in any way?
When I began tasting chocolates, I ate more and more, and so I put on 10 kilos. I started to exercise regularly, and luckily now I weigh less than before my research began.
And the final question, which is the best chocolate in the world?
I always thought the best chocolates are made in Europe. However, I was wrong. But if you want to know which chocolate I found the tastiest, get my book. The answer is there.
Thanks for the interview, George.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. I'd like to ask you a question. When was the last time you did something to protect the environment? Or when was the last time you felt like doing something to protect it? Most of us only talk about it, forgetting that each small step counts. That's why I've come up with an idea. Why don't we ask Mrs. Jenkins to get our class involved in an environmental project? We've read a lot about the need to protect nature, but just knowing and talking doesn't help. What do you think, guys? Two.
As you know, carpooling is the sharing of car journeys so that more than one person travels in a car. Last year, I started carpooling to get to college because I wanted to save on petrol. I soon realised that carpooling can build new friendships and help the environment by reducing the number of cars on the roads and in car parks. This spring there will be a car park reserved for students who share car journeys, so it's the perfect time to try it out for yourself.
Three. I'm glad so many of you are here today. Welcome to the first meeting of the environmental group in our school. We'll meet once a week to discuss problems and brainstorm ideas for what we can do to reduce pollution. We'll try to get others to join us by posting messages on Facebook and by hanging posters around the neighbourhood. We're also going to organise a few events for children because they are the ones who will shape the future of our planet. Four.
Anne, I'm on the way to that new farmer's market I told you about yesterday. At least I'll know where my food comes from. I've read their leaflet informing customers that when you shop locally, you help farmers living in your area and the environment. If I can do two good things at the same time, why not? From now on, I won't shop anywhere else.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. I'd like to ask you a question. When was the last time you did something to protect the environment? Or when was the last time you felt like doing something to protect it? Most of us only talk about it, forgetting that each small step counts. That's why I've come up with an idea. Why don't we ask Mrs. Jenkins to get our class involved in an environmental project? We've read a lot about the need to protect nature, but just knowing and talking doesn't help. What do you think, guys? Two.
As you know, carpooling is the sharing of car journeys so that more than one person travels in a car. Last year, I started carpooling to get to college because I wanted to save on petrol. I soon realised that carpooling can build new friendships and help the environment by reducing the number of cars on the roads and in car parks. This spring, there will be a car park reserved for students who share car journeys, so it's the perfect time to try it out for yourself.
Three. I'm glad so many of you are here today. Welcome to the first meeting of the environmental group in our school. We'll meet once a week to discuss problems and brainstorm ideas for what we can do to reduce pollution. We'll try to get others to join us by posting messages on Facebook and by hanging posters around the neighbourhood. We're also going to organise a few events for children because they are the ones who will shape the future of our planet. Four.
Anne, I'm on the way to that new farmer's market I told you about yesterday. At least I'll know where my food comes from. I've read their leaflet informing customers that when you shop locally, you help farmers living in your area and the environment. If I can do two good things at the same time, why not? From now on, I won't shop anywhere else.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Have you ever wondered if dogs like watching TV? Our expert on animal vision, Eric Dunmore, will answer this question.
Research has shown that in the past, dogs couldn't see the images on TV. They only saw flashing lights. But recently, this has changed.
Why is that? Have dogs' brains developed with time?
Actually, they haven't. It happens thanks to the latest technologies. Modern TVs have much better screens. Now dogs don't see flashing lights, but a clear picture which draws their attention.
Wow, that's amazing!
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever wondered if dogs like watching TV? Our expert on animal vision, Eric Dunmore, will answer this question.
Research has shown that in the past, dogs couldn't see the images on TV. They only saw flashing lights. But recently, this has changed.
Why is that? Have dogs' brains developed with time?
Actually, they haven't. It happens thanks to the latest technologies. Modern TVs have much better screens. Now dogs don't see flashing lights, but a clear picture which draws their attention.
Wow, that's amazing!
Two. Listening to music while practicing your favourite sport can be powerful motivation. Joggers or cyclists know that best. But what about swimmers? Well, if you'd like to listen to music while swimming, buy our Neptune MP3 player. Simply connect it to your own swimming goggles. There's no need to have headphones because it uses the bones in your head to transmit the music. Regular shops aren't selling it yet. Now it's available exclusively on our website for $159.99.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Listening to music while practicing your favorite sport can be powerful motivation. Joggers or cyclists know that best. But what about swimmers? Well, if you'd like to listen to music while swimming, buy our Neptune MP3 player. Simply connect it to your own swimming goggles. There's no need to have headphones because it uses the bones in your head to transmit the music. Regular shops aren't selling it yet. Now it's available exclusively on our website for $159.99. Three.
Last night, a woman called the police to report that a miniature donkey was walking along a local road near Oklahoma City. Officer Kyle Kanan was sent to the location. He says he didn't know what to do, so he decided to transport the animal to the police station. Of course, it took a little pushing, pulling, and some feeding to get the donkey, nicknamed Squishy, into the back of his patrol car. Squishy will now stay at the police station until the owner is found.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Last night, a woman called the police to report that a miniature donkey was walking along a local road near Oklahoma City. Officer Kyle Kanan was sent to the location. He says he didn't know what to do, so he decided to transport the animal to the police station. Of course, it took a little pushing, pulling, and some feeding to get the donkey, nicknamed Squishy, into the back of his patrol car. Squishy will now stay at the police station until the owner is found.
Four.
What are your plans and expectations for next season?
My coach and I have decided that I will play again in Junior Wimbledon. I'll try to do better than last year. I'm also going to enter professional competitions for the first time. In this way, I'll start collecting points for the ATP list.
How high would you like to be on the list at the end of next season?
It doesn't matter now. No one can immediately get into the top 50, but I hope to work my way up year by year.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What are your plans and expectations for next season?
My coach and I have decided that I will play again in Junior Wimbledon. I'll try to do better than last year. I'm also going to enter professional competitions for the first time. In this way, I'll start collecting points for the ATP list.
How high would you like to be on the list at the end of next season?
It doesn't matter now. No one can immediately get into the top 50, but I hope to work my way up year by year. Five.
Your first interview for a new job can be really scary, but the most important thing is not to get nervous. I usually drive to the place the day before the interview because I don't want to get lost on the big day. If you can't do this, try to arrive for the interview about 30 minutes early. You'll have enough time to find the right place and relax before they call you in. During the interview, I always sit up straight, look the interviewer in the eye, and answer the questions confidently. These tips may sound obvious, but I know employers pay attention to such things. Good luck. I hope you'll be hired.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Your first interview for a new job can be really scary, but the most important thing is not to get nervous. I usually drive to the place the day before the interview because I don't want to get lost on the big day. If you can't do this, try to arrive for the interview about 30 minutes early. You'll have enough time to find the right place and relax before they call you in. During the interview, I always sit up straight, look the interviewer in the eye, and answer the questions confidently. These tips may sound obvious, but I know employers pay attention to such things. Good luck. I hope you'll be hired.
Six. As you see, he looks weak and unhappy. He doesn't want to eat. Have you got anything that could help?
Well, what do you feed him on?
Actually, I got him from the local animal shelter last week. He was given only dry food there, so I give him the same food as well.
I think you should try wet dog food for a change. I have different types.
Shall I ask a vet first?
I don't think that's necessary. I also have some supplements and vitamins. Most dogs love them.
Okay, then. I'll take these tins with beef, some vitamins, and this toy bone.
Here you are. That's £12.50.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
As you see, he looks weak and unhappy. He doesn't want to eat. Have you got anything that could help?
Well, what do you feed him on?
Actually, I got him from the local animal shelter last week. He was given only dry food there, so I give him the same food as well.
I think you should try wet dog food for a change. I have different types.
Shall I ask a vet first?
I don't think that's necessary. I also have some supplements and vitamins. Most dogs love them.
Okay, then. I'll take these tins with beef, some vitamins, and this toy bone.
Here you are. That's £12.50.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.